This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ. And the sweat turned into blood. And blood is coming out of his pores because he can see what's coming. They haven't put the crown of thorns on him yet. But he's there. And the blood starts because he sees it. That's why he had to fight through his soul and his flesh and bring himself to alignment to see us. And that's why later on Hebrews says he saw beyond the cross. The anguish is him seeing the cross. The fulfillment of the resurrection is him seeing beyond.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In the midst sometimes of things we're dealing with, we're too busy talking about it, and it's like anguish to our soul. I need this. I need that. God said, it's my reputation online. Stop whining and come talk to me.
Amen.
That's what Moses did. Moses did not go out there whining with the children of Israel. Oh, you got, he said, no, hold on. I'm going to talk to the Father. Why? Because it's his name online.
Amen.
If God saved you, it must be better here than it is where you come from.
Amen.
So stop counting the seconds in the years and find out how God said to get it.
Okay. Yes. Amen.
That's what the resurrection, John 19:30. Come on. John 19:30. We're almost done. One more after this, we're going to park. Are you okay?
Yes.
Some of us have basically put warrants out on God. God, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, I'm going to leave. God's like, okay, well, what is that going to do to me? Now understand, when he talks reputation and he talks covenant, the people that willfully obey, he just waits for them to die.
Amen.
I know that's heavy. The Israelites that didn't do what they were supposed to, and they wouldn't go into the promised land, he just waited for that generation to die and kept going. God will have his way, period.
Amen.
Either you will obey or he will move to your spring, your offspring, to your seed. He has no problem with it because either way, his promise will remain.
Yes.
He's not mad at you. He's not frustrated.
Amen.
But guess what? You will not control him.
No,
so you might as well hold him true to what he said.
Yes.
It's his reputation on the line. So watch this. John 19, book of John, chapter 19. We're almost done. Are you okay?
Yes.
It's a good time, good time. Verse 30. So this is a crucifixion. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, what?
It is finished.
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, what?
It is finished.
It is finished. That word literally means, in the original language, discharge of debt and accomplish. Discharge of debt and accomplish. Come on. Discharge of debt and accomplish. So he's on the cross. He's publicly displayed in the world. Everything, everybody's watching. He's already talked to the two thieves. Said what he had to say. He said, I'm thirsty. They took a spear, took a sponge, and they put sour wine. It's really called vinegar. They put it on there, and they put it up to his lips, and he tasted it. And when he tasted it, he said, that's it. It is finished. Come on. The debt is discharged. The debt payment is accomplished. The debt is discharged. Come on. Debt payment is what?
Accomplished.
Come on, say debt payment.
Discharge.
Debt payment.
Accomplished.
Why was he saying that publicly? Because there were two things that played in a huge role here. First, somebody had to pay for what had happened.
Amen.
Yes.
Somebody had to pay.
Yes.
Early in Isaiah, like I said, I can't go to every scripture, but I can touch on it. In Isaiah earlier,
even in Ezekiel, he said, I sought for someone to stand with me and stand in the gap. He said, but I found no one. He said, so my own arm sustained me.
Yes.
Very important. You have to understand what he's saying. He's on his throne in heaven. He's already declared he's coming.
Yes.
He's coming.
Yes.
But he's looking on the earth to see if he can find somebody that can do something that he wants to do, even if he has to come, but he still wants to find somebody that's faithful.
Yes.
When he said my own right arm, remember, my own arm, he's talking about his right arm, which is the arm of might. He's saying this. In heaven, there's the Holy Spirit, there's the Father, and there's the Word. Later on, when Stephen was getting stoned, he said, I saw stand up on the right side of God.
Yes.
Christ. Remember when he stood up and he watched them? He said, I see Christ standing up on the right hand of God. So that means he saw God.
Yes.
I'll leave that alone. And so, come on. So watch. When he said my own right arm, he's talking about it. Picture yourself in a chair. You have to read Isaiah. In Isaiah's writing, when he said it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he's talking about how they're treating us, he's saying this, and I can only go over it quickly. He's saying, how they are doing my people on the earth is a travesty. And I'm frustrated with the injustice, with the slavery, with everything they're doing to them, with all the things that's happening to them. And guess what? He got up. And when he got up, you have to see yourself sitting on the throne. He's saying he got up, took his right arm and got up off the throne.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He got up out the chair and he came. He's saying, that's why I came, because I was tired of them living in the penalty.
Amen.
Of what Adam did.
Amen.
And I was tired of Satan having authority and stuff over them in areas he never had it.
Amen.
So my own right arm. In other words, I'm getting up and I'm using my right hand to start moving.
Yes.
And that's why later on Ezekiel, he said, who is this coming from Edom, from Bozrah? Who is this coming with his robes of white? He said that it's stained with blood like the wine press.
Yes.
He's saying, my own right arm sustained me. He said, I looked for someone, found no one. He said, I destroyed them by my own anger. In other words, I'm disappointed on how they're treating you. The Edomites or Bozrah were descendants from Edom or from Esau. And they were also descendants. Boy, this is some heavy stuff I'm teaching you today. They were also descendants from the Ninevites. And they were raiders and they would come take all your stuff. They will wait right before your harvest and come take everything and enslave you and treat you bad and do everything to you. And they would hurt you all kind of ways. And then they would laugh. That's why when he told Jonah to go to Nineveh, he refused to go.
Yep.
He said, I don't want to go because you know how they've done people for years. You know what they've done. He said, and if I go, you're just going to forgive them.
Yes.
Come on, that's what he told him.
Yes.
And at the end of the story, he's like, well, what does it have to do with you? He said, all the people they did. And the Bible says he left the city. He was angry and he sat outside complaining about the sun. And God caused a huge plant to grow over him and give him shade. Then he had a large worm come up and destroy the plant. And Jonah complained about the plant. He said, wait a minute. Isn't it interesting? Now watch. He said, you didn't do one thing for that plant. You didn't plant it. You didn't cause it to grow. Now you got to understand, he moved Jonah from time into eternal time. The plant did not grow in years. It grew in seconds. And it covered him from the sun and gave him shade. And then this worm came up and ate the entire plant. That had to be a huge worm.
Yes.
Come on now. Yes. It ate it. He complained. He said, isn't it funny that you complain about that? He said, but the city of Nineveh, being over 200,000 people, can't tell their right hand from their left hand. He said, shouldn't I have the same amount or more compassion on them than you had on that plant?
Yeah.
In other words, what they're doing, they think is right. Remember, they're descendants of Esau. They're rebelling against God in their heart constantly. Their father did it, so they can't help it.
Yes.
My name is on the line.
Yes.
I've got to go down there and help them because I have a covenant.
Yes, sir.
My God.
And I've got to give them a chance. If they don't take it, it's on them, but I have to give them a chance. So I got to get up and go down there.
Yes.
My own right arm. And I'm going to defeat all of them in the sense of what they're doing. And I'm going to come with my robe stained in blood. And I'm going to prove to you that all those that sought you, that defeated you, they're no more.
Amen.
That's what he did. When he came from Edom and Bozrah, he came and he had the evidence of all their blood on his robe. And Ezekiel is asked, he said, who is this coming from the wine, like a wine press? If you press the wine and you stop it with the grape, no matter what you do, if you have on white, you're going to be purple.
Yes.
He's saying you defeated them in the spirit realm so fast that it looks like you beat them all up. He said, I did. And there was no one to help me.
Amen.
So when you stand up, oh, Satan, you got I'm coming against you, Satan, against my finances. He said, no, what are you doing? I've already beat him.
Amen.
Why are you talking to him?
Amen.
Oh, Satan, I'm coming against you. What are you doing? You're talking to a defeated foe like he has a right to do anything to you. Amen. It's my name. It's my reputation. It's my word. What are you doing?
Amen.
Your word, God.
When he got up, he made it clear. All authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth and under the earth.
Yes.
He said, now therefore, you go.
Yes.
Why? What are you doing talking to the devil about stuff? All this conversation in prayer. Oh, Satan, I bind you. Oh, Satan, I see you. Oh, Satan. Then 2 minutes, God, I worship you, out of prayer. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You spent an hour talking to Satan, 2 minutes talking to God. Come on now, be real.
Yeah.
You've heard people do that. Yeah. I've heard people do that.
Amen.
You ask him to pray. Oh, Father God, we just come against the devil. Father, we just Satan. Father, just Satan. Just Father, just Satan, Satan. Father. Well, they don't know. I understand that. But you spent all that time exalting Satan.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Moses didn't do that one time.
No,
Jesus didn't do that one time. Not one time he talked to the Father. Find one time where Jesus had a full conversation with Satan outside of being led into the wilderness. Come on. You find three times that you can talk about. One, in the wilderness. Two, with Peter. And three, when he was on the cross. Find any other time we had a full conversation with him. You can't. What are we doing? Oh, Satan's after me. Then tell him to leave you alone.
Amen.
Oh, the devil's on my back. Tell him to get off.
Amen.
You had to stop and let him get on so he can ride you. You stop. Get on. You stop. You're making up metaphors and lying. He's not on your back. He's in your mind.
Amen.
You're giving him room there. You're telling him to stay there.
Amen.
That's when Christ first came. He said, metanoia, change the way you've been thinking. Satan don't have as much power as you think. He's still got some power, but I've got all power.
Amen.
We've been letting him do all kind of stuff and thinking it's okay.
Yeah.
Why are we spending all this prayer time? The Bible tells you not one time to fight Satan. It says fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
It says put on the whole armor of God. So you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Does not tell you to stand there and engage in full conversation. The word of God says Michael the archangel, when he was confronted over the body of Moses, did not bring one railing accusation against Satan, but simply said, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
We have more time in prayer. My finances, because Satan got him blocked. Well, did you tell him to block him? Did you tell him to block them? Because that's the only way you can block them.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
John 20, we're going to park here. Come on, we got to get this right.
Yes.
We've been blaming Satan and lying.
Yes.
John chapter 20, Satan is not blocking your finances. That was in the old covenant before the resurrection. Come on, before the resurrection, that's why he told Jesus. The Bible says, I'm hearing this. He said, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He did not show him one thing. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world. All the governments of the world. He said, all this was delivered to me and I can give it to whoever I want to.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes.
At that time, that was true. And he said, if you would just bow down and worship me, he said, I'll give them to you. Jesus said, for it is written, thou shalt not worship. Come on. The Lord thy God, and him only shall you worship. Get thee Satan. Now, this is the interesting point. If the Messiah, who God promised to make sure his reputation stayed, because I'm going to show you this. Why are we engaging in full-blown, long, extensive conversations with Satan? And Jesus himself, who made him an angel, and said to him, the Lord rebuke you, get thee behind me, say, why are we having these long meetings with him?
Mm-hmm.
These big conferences with him, written rooms in our minds.